United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has lashed out at European countries for what he called their increasingly restrictive refugee policies. Ban said such measures negatively affect the EU country's obligation under international law. He made the comments a day after the Austrian parliament adopted one of Europe's toughest asylum policies. Lebanon's national news agency and a security source say that army forces have managed to kill a leader from Daesh Takfiri terrorist group. The man was identified as Naif al-Sha'lan and was killed during an operation in the Arsal region in North Lebanon. Palestine's envoy to the UN, Riyad Mansour, has condemned Israel for branding Palestinians opposing Tel Aviv as terrorists. He likened Israel to the Nazi Germany, adding that Israel tries to paint Palestinians as terrorists only because they stand up to its occupation. UK Prime Minister David Cameron has warned Britons against leaving the European Union with less than 2 months to go before the UK's EU referendum. Cameron stressed that a vote opposing the EU membership would see job and wage losses as well as price hikes. A French court has charged the main suspect behind the Paris terror attack, Salah Abdeslam, shortly after his extradition from Belgium. He has been charged with murder, association with a terrorist group, possession of weapons and explosives, as well as sequestration. Abdeslam is believed to be the last surviving suspect of the attacks. Director of Mexico's Criminal Investigation Agency, Thomas Zeron, has rejected an international report on the case of missing students. He said that Mexican investigators didn't mishandle the evidence while working on the case. An information panel of experts, international panel of experts, recently released a report saying Mexico's government hindered its investigation into the case. UN Security Council has blacklisted an Indian-flagged cargo ship for illegally transporting crude oil from a Libyan port. The UN said that the vessel was loaded with oil at a terminal in Tobruk on Monday. There were earlier reports that the tanker had been prevented from sailing to Malta by the Maltese authorities. And Burundi's government says it will not participate in the talks aimed at ending the country's crisis unless it knows who is taking part. Peace negotiations brokered by regional countries are set to take place in Tanzania next week. Year-long violent clashes between government forces and the opposition have left 500 people dead.